The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy Friday to you, folks. And we've got a lot going on today. We're going to be talking to our good friend Jack Posobiec. He's going to be here a little bit later on today. Antonio Sabato Jr. is going to be here. We've got a Hollywood guy going to be hanging out with us. A brand new movie, God's Not Dead. Is this sort of like God's Not Dead, the movie? It's sort of like the Fast and Furious of the Christian movies. Because is this number three, number four? It is number four. So anyway, that movie's coming out in just a couple of days, and so we're going to be talking with him. Also, Matt Staver's going to drop by, and Senator Bill Cassidy. I'm surprised he wanted to come on my radio program, because we're going to have a conversation about something he did yesterday. And it's very important for you to understand where we are in this country. Unfortunately, the Republican Party they have not learned their lesson. I really had hoped that they had learned their lesson under the Trump years, that they had learned that when they campaign for something, when they promise Republican voters they're going to do something, that they have to deliver on those promises. But that is certainly not the case. We know that we have a lot of rhinos up on Capitol Hill. And the issue is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Oh, by the way, just a brief aside, Brett Kavanaugh, the fully vaccinated Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. Did I mention, by the way, that he's fully vaccinated, now has come down with the China virus. So he is testing positive for the China virus. How is that possible? I would love for someone, one of these pro-vaccine fundamentalists, one of these pro-vaccine zealots, to explain to the nation, how is it that all of these people who are getting the vaccine are now coming down with the very disease they're supposedly vaccinated against? How, pray tell, is that possible? So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that, and certainly we wish the Supreme Court Justice nothing but the best. But anyway, the government is wanting to spend out the wazoo, and the only thing standing in their way are Republicans and Democrats like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. So yesterday, while you were going about living your life, the Republicans joined the Democrats to pass a massive funding bill. Now, this is a short-term funding bill, and it's only going to keep the government open until December, and that's when they will once again pass an even larger spending bill. But the problem here is that Republicans, by the dozens, actually joined Democrats to shove this thing through. And the bill includes $6.4 billion to resettle Afghan refugees. Now, not only are they going to get taxpayer cash for welfare, we're going to give them money so they can get housing, we're going to give them financial assistance, we're going to give them medical coverage, and we're going to give them state-issued driver's licenses. This is what we are doing, ladies and gentlemen, the taxpayers of America, thanks to the Republicans. And we have a list of all of the Republican turncoats posted on our website, toddstarnes.com, and there are a lot of them. And I'll just go through the Senate side, because there are dozens in the House I was surprised to see Cheney's name is not on the list. So Liz Cheney, at least, stood with her party on this. But Adam Kinzinger, by the way, he's one of the leftist rhinos there in the House of Representatives. But on the Senate side, you have people like John Cornyn and Susan Collins. It's the regular list. Lindsey Graham. This guy's all over the place all the time. I don't know how you folks in South Carolina can put up with this guy. You've got Mitt Romney, good old Willard, Mike Rounds from South Dakota, Richard Shelby, you folks in Alabama, Tom Tillis and Todd Young out of North Carolina and Indiana, and also Senator, we believe Senator Cassidy on that list. This is where we are, folks, and it is not a pretty picture. So anyway, there you go. If you want to check out the list and then give your Republican lawmaker a telephone call, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate hearing from you. But the reality is we're putting the wants and the needs of the Afghan refugee ahead of the American people. And we can have this debate about whether or not we should be accepting these refugees. But when you do the math, you are looking at the American taxpayer spending about $120,000 for each refugee. So if you have a family of four or five, you're bringing in some pretty good money from the federal government, courtesy of the American taxpayers. And it's time that we send a message to the Republicans that we're fed up with this. We're not going to tolerate this anymore. It is simply outrageous that we're spending trillions of dollars that we do not have. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, by the way. 844-747-8868. Also, we're going to be paying very close attention to what's happening at the border. They're telling us upwards of 130,000 illegal aliens are on the way. And if you live in Del Rio, Texas, I hope you're at your local gun store stocking up on ammo because you're about to be invaded. It is a war zone down there along the southern border in Texas. And aside from the border agents who are completely overwhelmed, and by the way, the Biden administration's answer to all of this is instead of sending more federal agents down there, they're telling the agents on the border, if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to fire you. So you're going to have a situation very soon where thousands of Border Patrol agents are going to be fired. There's nobody to replace those guys. And basically, you have nobody standing between you and the illegal alien. This is where we are right now, folks. This is what's happening in your country. Unbelievable. So we're going to be getting into all of that today. Also, trivia is coming. We got some trivia. It's the first day of fall, Halloween around the corner, and I figured, you know what better time to have some Addams Family trivia. So we're going to throw out a couple of trivia questions about the Addams Family as well. And I also want to give you an update. You know, all this month we have been supporting our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. It officially launches this week, our big month-long radiothon, if you will. And we are standing alongside our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom as they're raising money to fight these court cases, defending religious liberty, defending family rights, and defending the sanctity of life. And they do all of these cases pro bono. And so we launched the campaign this week. And folks, y'all are blowing me away. We are almost halfway to our goal just in a couple of days. And so we really want to encourage you now more than ever to get involved and to become a part of our effort to raise money. So here's what we want you to do today. Yesterday was $1,000 Thursday. And if you donate $1,000, we're going to send you personally, I am going to send you a great gift package. And we're going to tell you more about that on Monday. But if you've already donated $1,000, you're going to be getting a very special gift package from us. Also, if you donate $10,000 to the cause, and again, this money goes to help fight for religious liberty causes. If you donate $10,000 to the cause, we are going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee, put you up for a great weekend here in the Bluff City. You're going to be able to sit in on the Todd Stearns radio show. The whole team is going to take you out for dinner, and we're going to put you up at the beautiful Peabody Hotel, the Grand Hotel of the South, the one with the ducks, and you're going to have a great time. But if you have the option to do that as well. But today, we're just looking for folks to donate $25 to $50. You know, if this is what you're able to send, we want you to step up today throughout the program. And when you do donate $25, we want you to give us a call, and we want to talk to you on the air. But folks, this is a big deal for us. All you need to do is go to ToddStearns.com right now. We've got the ADF banner, that burgundy banner, right there on the front page. You cannot miss it. Just click that banner, and you'll be able to donate and join our effort to fight for Alliance Defending Freedom. You can also phone in your gift, 855-716-7491. That's 855-716-7491. You say, Todd, why are you doing this? Because, folks, this show is about making a difference in America. Now, you can have a talk show host, and all they do is just blather on and bloviate. But we do something about the problems facing our country on this radio program. We have a lot of fun. But we also do something about the problems we talk about. It's not just complaining. We want to do. And this is one way that we can help. Alliance Defending Freedom, they've got some of the best attorneys in America. And they're out there free of charge. They could be making hundreds of thousands of dollars at the big law firms. But instead, they are called to stand for freedom. And that's why they work with ADF. So again, ToddStearns.com. Look at the giant banner on the front page. Click on that, and we're going to get you hooked up. $25. We're looking for 100 of our listeners donating $25 today to move that needle. Our goal, $25,000. We've got to reach that by the end of the month, and we need your help. All right, we've got a lot going on, including a Minnesota middle school that has eliminated the F grade. Wow, I wish I would have gone to that middle school back in the day. We're going to tell you about that, along with some other crazy stuff, including a political reporter who says that it's offensive a Gold Star family was given a private tour of the Capitol building. This is unbelievable. We're going to talk about that coming up as well. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Stearns, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, and their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition of the program. Austin City Council making some headlines. Back in 2020, they decided to cut the police budget. So they have a bunch of woke progressives on the on the city council there. And in August of 2020, they cut about 34% of the police budget. That's about $150 million. By the way, by the end of July this year, so this was last August, by the end of July, Austin, Texas reports the number of homicides in 2021 had already matched the total number for last year. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that the police department is not being able to do their job because they don't have enough money. So now the Austin Police Department has just announced that they will no longer respond to telephone calls for non-emergencies. And that's because they've had to lay off a lot of people. Mackenzie Kelly is an Austin City Council member, and Mackenzie says the decision to defund the police has led to disastrous consequences in the city. You really think so? How about that? So now they will no longer respond to theft and burglary calls. So let's say your house gets burglarized, or maybe there is you've been robbed. The police department says, yeah, you need to call 311. Don't call 911 because we're not going to send anybody. Also, also on the list, prostitution. So I guess if you see a sidewalk Sally in the neighborhood working the street corner, the police are not going to respond to that. One city council member says, well, wait a second, we have victims of human trafficking happening and they're going to send a social worker and not a police officer? That's absurd to me. Well, you know what? That's what you get for defunding the police department. What do you think is going to happen? And folks, this is going on in city after city after city. The police department had to had 150 vacant positions at the end of July. And they're expecting about another 147 officers to be cut by the end of the year. And it is a sad thing, but the reality is this is what happens when you defund the police. You have crime out the wazoo. And that's exactly what has happened here. Crime out the wazoo. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, have you been to the grocery store lately? This is unbelievable. Now they're expecting that Bidenflation is going to surge. It's going to be the highest it's ever been in more than 30 years and will probably rage into next year. You are going to be paying out the wazoo at the grocery store, folks. And there's not a thing we can do about it except elect Donald Trump in 2024 and give the Republicans a majority in the midterm elections in the House and the Senate. But even then, that may not be enough because we all know how these Republicans behave once they get elected to office. And it really does make you wonder, right? I mean, do the Republicans, they seem to think that we're going to vote Republican no matter what. It really doesn't matter. We hate the Democrats. We hate their policies. We hate their philosophies. And so the Republicans, the RNC, they have determined that Republicans will always vote for the Republican Party no matter what. Is that true? Do you find that to be true? Because that's their mindset. This is why they continually betray voters on big issues. Now, I have some news for you, culture war conservatives. The Republican Party is, even under Donald Trump, has surrendered to the culture war. Those issues are not issues they care about. So very soon, and it may not be in 2024, but I would say by the end of the decade, the Republican Party platform will no longer include verbiage about the traditional family or any of those things. They'll still be pro-life, but all the other issues, they're going to throw to the wayside. And that could happen sooner rather than later because the Republican Party has gone left on the social issues. So at this point, what is it that makes a Republican a Republican? If it's not going to be the culture war issues, well, okay, what about fiscal responsibility? Well, the problem with that is the Republicans are spending money worse than the Democrats are. And we saw that during the Bush years, where it was the Republicans who put forward these massive spending bills. So again, it's a little frustrating to sit back here and watch the Republicans again side with the Democrats. Why don't we take a stand here? Better yet, all these Republicans who voted for the stopgap spending bill, why didn't they demand that the Biden administration address what happened in Afghanistan with our 13 American service members? All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. There is a shock poll out, at least that's what they're calling it in the media. I'm curious to know if you are shocked by the polling results. And by the way, this is not some sort of cheesy poll out there. This is a pretty respectable polling agency, the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Now, these people are left leaning anyway, but I'm very intrigued by the headline here. According to the Center for Politics, a majority of Trump voters are now in favor of seceding from the Union. According to the poll, over half of Trump voters surveyed and 41% of Biden voters, which is really interesting, are in favor of a blue and or red state secession from the Union. The idea that the nation's political divide has become so toxic that we should prepare for some sort of a national divorce has largely been left to clever thought experiments best left for dinner parties and ironically detached columns. Who the heck wrote this? This is Colby Hall from Mediaite. Clearly, they don't have editors working over there. The Center for Politics reports that a significant number of both Trump and Biden voters show a willingness to consider violating democratic tendencies and norms if needed to serve their priorities. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are about this. If you are a Trump supporter, would you support seceding from the Union? Are the differences between the red states and the blue states so vast that we are beyond repair? Irreconcilable differences, I believe, is what they say. It's a pretty fascinating survey. By the way, YouGov did a poll back in June. 66% of Republicans in southern states want to secede from the Union. Is that true? Are y'all ready to throw in the towel here? I mean, the more perfect union, the great American experiment, is it over? Is it kaput? Do you think this is where we are? Are we at a point of no return? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the state of Maine. Webb listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Webb. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. We've spoken before. I think there is a cure for the problem of Republican and Democrat. Right now, we have 1.5 at best party system. We need a new party called the Founders America First Party, have Donald Trump be involved with it, have it started soon so that by the time the 24 presidency election starts, it'll be established. Because the Republicans and the Democrats both are, I'm afraid, under the toe of foreign influence.
So, Webb, you want to call this the Founders American First Party? Is that the going name?
Founders America First Party.
America First Party. That's interesting.
Which would be totally based on the Constitution traditional interpretation.
I mean, you already have, you've got the Libertarian Party out there. They're all about what? Smoking weed, making marijuana legal. You've got what? The Green Party on the other side for the Dems.
Yes, I know, but this party will deal with real issues, face them head on, like, for instance, the oversized government to get rid of the Department of Education, the Department of Funny Walks, and all the other crazy departments there are, to pare down the government as far as the welfare system goes. We can say, look, we're short on money right now. We'll give you an IOU because that's got to stop. That's destroyed the capitalist system in this country.
Webb, I think the two-party system has been really dangerous, and it has not served the country well, mainly because there are not that many differences between those two political parties.
That's the whole point, Todd. That's why I said we have a 1.5 party government. Because what happens is the Republicans are the Democrats are the Communist Party, and the Republicans are the feckless, useless party that give in every time there's an issue.
Every time, Webb, they give in, and that's why that just so angers me. But the reality is, and people need to prepare themselves for this, there is coming a movement to jettison the culture war issues from the Republican Party. And when that happens, I think the Republican Party may be done, because the only reason evangelicals and quite frankly Catholics are supporting the Republican Party is because of issues like life and their position on marriage and family. And if those are off the table, I think you lose the Republic, or you lose those evangelicals, and the Republicans lose any shot of winning any other elections.
Because the whole system was based on the religion of the founders at the time, which was anywhere from deism to every other kind of religion, every kind of other kind of Christianity you can imagine, but it's based in Judeo-Christian ethics. If we throw those ethics out, we've just got
chaos.
The same dress of two different colors.
We have chaos. Webb, look, John Adams, our second president, says that when you take God out of our founding documents, it doesn't work. So we are a nation whose documents were founded on biblical teachings. And as a result of that, when you take God out of the equation, none of it works. And that's what makes our country so special.
And even for those people who don't believe in God, they said that God's nature's law. You could get on the thing that man was born to be free. It is in his DNA.
But Webb, where did that right come from? Where did that right come from, Webb? It came not from mankind, but from Almighty God. You see, we believe our rights are given to us by God, not man.
Yes. And the thing is this, for those who can't swallow that, if you just tell them it's their natural right to be free, they're wrong, but at least they'll fight on the right side.
All right, Webb, got to run here. A great call, and give us a holler back one of these days. So Webb wants to start a new political party, the America First Party, and seems to think Trump would be a good person to head that party up. Let's go to Harry in Texas. Now, all right, Harry wants to weigh in on this secession survey. Harry, what say you?
Yeah, Todd, you probably don't remember. It's been a long time, but right after that election, when Texas were talking about seceding from the Union, And we talked about it a little bit, and we both agreed that that probably would be a good idea. But now I have actually changed my mind. And I believe that if Alan West was to run on that platform, that he would probably beat Abbott for the governor, because the people that I'm talking to in Texas, they've had enough. We feel like the whole country has abandoned us down here.
You know, Harry, the general thinking in these conversations about secession is that Texas would be the first to go. If in fact this happens, the Republic of Texas would become a thing again, and you guys would lead the way. Are people talking about it down there, Harry?
Very strongly, Todd. We feel like it's too late to go any other way. We don't think there's enough time to try to turn all this around, because you got too many Republicans up there in Washington State that don't have our back. Look at our border. I mean,
we have no borders. We have no borders,
Harry.
That's the problem.
And we gotta start. The people here in Texas, and this is mostly the people who were born and raised here. I can't really talk for the people that came from California and stuff, but we have got get a hold of it, and we can't expect any help from anybody else.
Well, let's see what happens. Harry, appreciate the call. Folks, if you want an idea of what the Democrats want to do to us, just look at the early days of the pandemic. They shut down our businesses. They shut down our schools. They shut down our church houses. You've got Dianne Feinstein yesterday introducing legislation to ban unvaccinated people from domestic airlines. And I wrote in my morning commentary, do not be surprised. Well, here's what's going to happen. Fine, people are going to say, fine, they're going to drive to grandma's house. And then the Democrats will turn around and they will say, okay, fine. If you're going to drive, well, guess what? Next time you get your driver's license renewed, you are going to have a vaccine paper. No vaccine paper, no driver's license. This is the America that we live in, folks. And a lot of people are stepping back now. And according to this survey, we know this to be true. A lot of people are stepping back and they're saying, I don't want to live in a place like this. I don't want to live in a country where I am not a free man. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868, Dakota in Ohio. All right, Dakota, do we secede or not?
No, absolutely not. But I think we can handle this by doing the constitutional precedent and how we were actually founded. We all came together. We had an idea, and that idea was to oppose the king. We should come up with a list of grievances. We should actually have a constitutional convention of these states and have each individual state have two people come together as a delegate to outright and alter the government of the people, because President Lincoln himself said, the unifier says, your government should be outlawed or abolished or altered if it is not servicing the people. And what better way of bringing everybody together and unifying our country again by, putting these, people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to our founding, our roots here, because, George Washington, you had people like Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Adams, you had these great minds of history and freedom, the freedom fighters that would be rolling over in their graves today, But if we just sat back and realized, because right now we haven't had this level of tyranny since 1776, and it's just sad, but we haven't.
And we're only 9 months into the Biden administration, so you've gotten a pretty good taste of where all of this is going. And my question is, what does this country look like 3 years from now? Are we, how much freedom will we have sacrificed? Because, Dakota, a lot of freedom has been sacrificed in the name of public safety. And I don't think that's over yet. I really don't. Dakota, got to run here. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners.
You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Don't forget, folks, head over to ToddStarnes.com. All this month, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. We want to fight for our freedom and our liberty in this country, and ADF is doing that every single day. You can make a donation. Look, it's Friday, $25. You want to give more, you can do that as well. But today, $25 to the Freedom Fund, and you are going to help Alliance Defending Freedom stand up for our fellow citizens, our fellow conservatives, our fellow Christians. ToddStarnes.com. Click on the ADF banner. You'll see it right there on the front page, and help the cause. All right, let's go to Central Arkansas. Steve wants to weigh in on this idea of secession. All right, Steve, good to have you with us.
Todd, I was thinking about, I would be all for a so-called national divorce between conservatives and liberals if you could tell me where we might go to get a fair property settlement. They control everything.
Well, that's true.
I think it'd be kind of like the old Jerry Reed song. They'd get the gold mine and we'd get the shaft.
You think so? Yeah, I mean, so I mean, I think Texas would have to lead the way, and they've got the resources to, you know, to leave the union. I'm wondering if there would be some sort of a an agreement between, you know, the Arklatex, as they call it, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas.
Yeah, but where are we going to find a court? What judge would you like to go before to get to settle this property settlement?
Well, in some case, yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Steve. I don't think this is a shooting war. I don't think it's that kind of a civil war. But clearly, we are heading down a really precarious path. And I think that's what this survey is really talking about here, is that, you know, people feel like that their voice is not being heard anymore in America.
Well, it's and rightfully so for a lot of us.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, Steve, and it concerns me. Going back to the early days of the pandemic, Steve, when I saw how willing people were just to surrender their liberties, I thought, uh-oh, that's not good. And now here we are, and people don't even want to go to work anymore. They don't want to go to work. Lazy
yeah,
people.
And it's pretty rapidly changing from surrender your liberties to taking your liberties.
Yes, sir. You're right about you're absolutely right about that. And you watch. You watch what's going to happen. They're going to come after the driver's license. I guarantee it. If they're going to require that people get on board a jetliner with vaccine papers, you better. And that's not going to work, by the way. They're going to go after the driver's license. They're going to make your life miserable if you don't want to get that vaccine. Steve, got a skedaddle. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Steve in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. All right, Steve, what do you think? Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a terrible idea. And I am so, I think, How many more things do we need to put on the list before we start calling, what's his name? He can't remember his name. I can't either. The guy in the White House.
Before we start using
hiding in the basement, thinking that he's president. Yeah, that guy. Anyway, so this is a terrible idea. This is a very short-sighted idea. This is just what the globalists and the left want. They want us to be ruined. They want us to be helpless. And look what will be left in the superpower category if we do this.
You got China. Yeah.
Russia, Iraq, and North Korea. You know, it's we just need to get on our knees before we do anything else, pray to God for forgiveness, and then rise up and take care of business.
Steve, I think the challenge for a lot of people, and again, this is a University of Virginia poll, and they put out some pretty good information over there. I think the problem is that people are beginning to understand, wait a second, you've got a million illegals in this country, and we're not even a year into the first term of the Biden administration. You could have a situation where 4 to 5 million people are here. That destabilizes a country. And Steve, I'm very concerned about the direction of this nation. All the illegals coming in, you've got the fascist running our public school system. That does not bode well for the future of this country.
Well, who's left with the nukes then? Which the blue states or the red states?
Well, that's a good question. It's not an easy, it's not a slam dunk thing. But I think most of those nukes are located in red states. If I'm not doing the math on radio, but I suspect most of them are in the red states. So,
but who lays claim to them?
Well, that's a good question. But I hear your point, Aaron. I don't think this is imminent. But clearly, there is a very, very large disenfranchised group of American people out there. Steve, got to skedaddle. Good thoughts. I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer to this one, folks. Hang tight. We've got more calls coming up. Plus, Senator Bill Cassidy, and maybe he's going to explain his vote yesterday. We're going to ask him about it. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the big show. Good to have you with us. Very busy Friday. By the way, we've got trivia coming up this hour, so if you're a big fan of the Addams Family, you're going to want to stick around for that. Also, if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls in just a matter of moments. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Our website, toddstarnes.com. And again, we are launching this month our big fundraising effort for Alliance Defending Freedom. We want to encourage you to go and join with us as we raise money for their Freedom Fund. If you have $25, $100, $1,000, head over to our website, click on the ADF banner, and you'll be able to donate to the cause. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Louisiana, Senator Bill Cassidy. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd Starnes, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Well, Senator, we're glad to have you on, and I wanted to jump into this. Yesterday evening, a big vote that averted a government shutdown, and you were one of a handful of Republicans there in the Senate who voted for this, and I'm just curious and I want to give you an opportunity to explain why you did that.
It's President Trump's budget that we're continuing for another month. People said, why are you voting for it? I'm thinking, well, one, it's Trump's budget, so we're just continuing that with the Republican priority.
Okay, let me jump in here. We have a horrible phone connection here. So, Grace, let's see if we can't get the senator worked out on a new landline, please. Otherwise, we'll just have to reschedule. So again, Senator Cassidy, one of a handful of Republicans in the Senate who voted for this thing. What has Republicans really agitated is the issue of the Afghan refugees. Now, Senator Bill Hagerty, who voted against the fund, the senator from Tennessee, said the provisions would open the United States to unlimited refugee resettlement from Afghanistan with absolutely zero vetting, putting our security at even greater risk. Keep in mind, folks, that we have yet to been, we cannot vet any of these people. We don't know who these individuals are, and now they are not only living in our country, but the American taxpayers are having to fund the bills. It's unacceptable. So people are very, and rightfully so, very concerned about this, and an overwhelming majority of Republican voters oppose this. So again, it's very puzzling why people like Senator Cassidy and the other Republicans, including Susan Collins and Mitt Romney, voted to go along with this plan. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jay in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Jay, what's on your mind?
Todd, first of all, I want to thank you for discussing this topic. I think it's a very important and timely topic. The feeling that I have is that the progressives and the patriots are at loggerheads. There are certain issues that cannot be discussed. For example, abortion. There's no way that you can show an ultrasound of a fetus with a beating heart and moving legs to a person like AOC or Elizabeth Warren and convince them that that's a human being. They just will not be convinced. They think it's okay to kill it. So I sort of have a hyper-local or a libertarian attitude towards this. that's to say, if local municipalities want to ban abortion or if they want to ban critical race theory, they should do so. And if they don't want to fund this stuff, they should do so. And we should have line item vetoes, not the president, but every individual taxpayer. And that's to say that if you don't want to fund critical race theory in Harvard, then you scratch that off the federal budget. If you don't want to fund abortion, you scratch that off the budget. And I am willing to say this, that if a pinko liberal progressive doesn't want to fund the Defense Department, then I'm willing to say, okay, scratch that off your 1040 form. You won't have to pay anything for the defense. Now, it may or may not be practical, but I think it's a lot better than going to war. I really
do. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think we're anywhere near that, but the reality is, according to the survey from the University of Virginia, a lot of people are really put off by what's been happening in this country, and they don't feel like they have any representation. Jay, I hate to cut it short, but I believe we have reconnected with Senator Cassidy. Senator, do we have you back with us?
Yes, sir, you sure do. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, Senator. Thank you. I don't know if you have AT&T or whoever, but whoever it is, good job. So Senator, you were explaining why you voted to support this stopgap.
I can't imagine why somebody wouldn't. It continues Trump's budget for another month.
Well, most of your Republican colleagues have voted against it.
I have no clue why not. I mean, if you have a choice between the government shutting down, passing Democratic priorities, or continuing the priorities you put in the budget last year, which of those would you choose?
Well, Senator Bill Hagerty, I'm going to quote Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee, said that the provisions in that funding bill open the United States to unlimited refugee settlement from Afghanistan with zero vetting, putting our security at even greater risk. Do you agree with that assessment?
So you can say that the Afghanistan, one, I don't agree with the assessment, but two, I would have preferred a different Afghani on the a resettlement policy. On the other hand, you've got to fund the Department of Homeland Security in order to vet them and the State Department in order to vet them. Now, if you say, well, they're here, we're not going to vet them because we're going to shut the government down versus they're here, but we're going to fund the organizations that are going to vet them because they're already here. Which of those do you choose, Todd? Well, I mean, to me, it's just so kind of like laughably obvious. Yeah, I'm not seeing where the conflict is.
Sure. Look, I got to be honest with you. I would have been surprised if the Republicans had actually lived up to their word and been fiscally responsible, because the Republican Party hasn't done that in at least my lifetime.
Well, you know, some people criticize us for President Trump's tax policies, which Republicans helped pass. But from the Republican perspective, letting Americans keep more of their own money is more likely to lead to economic growth than what Democrats do, which is take it from us and then trickle it down, passing through their bureaucrats. Now, I will grant that when we did tax cuts, the first year there were deficits, but afterwards we were seeing record tax receipts, which is to say the tax policy worked. Pandemic hit, boom, that blew things out of the water. Prior to that, I thought we were on a pretty good path to kind of restore sanity. But again, that's just my perspective.
No, and I think it's remarkable that you're invoking the name of President Trump. That's I think surprising to a lot of folks out there listening to this program. 63%.
Why would that be surprising?
Why would that be surprising? This is the headline from The Advocate. I believe that's the newspaper there in Baton Rouge. Bill Cassidy broke with GOP on Trump impeachment trial vote. I understand you got some backlash over that.
So you're conflating the policies that were passed over the last 4 years, which gave us an economy which was the best in my lifetime. Those were good policies. I support good policy. And from a Republican viewpoint, we were successful. By the way, also from the viewpoint of all those folks who had better paying jobs who formerly were unemployed. You're conflating that with the events after the election in January the 6th and my decision to support and defend the Constitution. But those two are two separate issues. I am all for the policy that gave us the best economy in my lifetime, and I'm 64 years old.
No, I just, again, when you look at the folks that joined with you in voting for this yesterday, you've got folks like Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski from, you know, again, from Alaska. And then when you look at the surveys, an overwhelming majority of Republican voters have a big problem, sir, with this Afghan resettlement plan, which is now funded through this stopgap measure.
Well, guess what, Todd? They're here. They're here.
That's your answer to the 63% of Republican voters who oppose this?
Well, they already are here. That's my point. So either we fund the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department and the FBI to vet, or we don't fund them and we can't vet. At some point, you got to use common sense.
At some point, you got to take a stand for your principles, though, and for the people who put you in office.
Totally, the people who put me in office want those folks vetted.
Oh,
the only way you get them vetted is if you fund the people that vet them. Now we can.
Have been vetted before they got here, though?
Boy, you tell me they should have. Biden administration, that was like number 1,457 screw up they had in Afghanistan. They should have vetted them before they came here. They didn't vet them. Kabul and Afghanistan was a total mess. But now that they're here, by golly, we should vet them. And if you vet them, you gotta have funding for the departments that vet. Again, I'm always a little amazed that people think magically we're going to do things. We're going to vet, but we're not going to pay for people to vet them. Todd, sometimes I get frustrated because the American people, I think, deserve a little bit better than that.
Well, again, this goes back to not letting them into the country in the first place.
I wish we could have stopped that, man, but, you know, that was...
I know, but there's a lot of wishing up on Capitol Hill, and I think the American people are tired of the wishing, and they want doing. They want action.
I agree with that totally. But the problem is, Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So when President Biden makes the unfortunate decision to disastrously withdraw from Afghanistan, it's kind of a decision that the American people got to live with for a moment and the consequences.
All right.
And then we got to figure out, once we have the consequences, how do we best address them?
Senator, we've got to leave it there. We are late for a break here, but we do appreciate you reconnecting with us, and thanks for explaining your vote yesterday.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Senator Bill Cassidy there from Louisiana. So the senator says all you folks in Louisiana, his constituency, support what he did yesterday. And I'm curious to know, we have a lot of listeners in Lafayette, KROF and KPEL. I'm very curious to know if that's how you feel. Here's my basic take on this. If you're voting with Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney, you are on the wrong side of the issue. I don't care what that issue is, you're on the wrong side of it. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. I told you the folks in Louisiana were fired up about this. Let's go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Lisa, listening to us on KPEL. All right, Lisa, what's going on?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. I love your show, for starters.
Thank you.
But yeah, I just listened to Bill Cassidy, and I wanted to tell you that I can't find one person that I know here in Louisiana that likes him anymore. He went against President Trump, both to impeach. That kind of did him in, you know. And his voting for this, and he's like coming out for the wrong things at the wrong time. And so, as far as I know, he's gone next term. This is last term.
Yeah, Lisa, I mean, when he said that his constituents in Louisiana supported this, maybe the Democrat constituents, but certainly not the Republicans who put him in office.
Exactly. And I've called his office several times, and I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, he's a rhino. He's a rhino. And look, Lisa, I think a lot of people knew that early on. But, it's not an anomaly to Louisiana. This is happening all over America with the Republicans.
And, Todd, let me tell you, nobody ran against him because he's been in office for a while. And nobody ran against him. It was just a Democrat to vote. That's why he made it. If anybody runs against him, y'all listen to me. Anybody runs against him, you're in.
I like Mike Johnson. He's a good guy. Your congressman,
Mike Johnson.
Yeah, the congressman. He represents. Oh goodness, that area up in the Shreveport-Bossier City area. Good guy.
I actually called Clay Higgins' office too and told him to run for that seat.
Well, by the way, I hate to break it to you, Lisa, but he voted for that thing too.
No.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but yes, it's true.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I get all my information from the radio. I'm always on the road, so I'm always switching my stations, trying to find one where it comes in clear. But okay.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
My condolences. Head over, get yourself a hurricane and maybe a delicious po' boy, and maybe that'll ease the pain, Lisa.
Yeah. Sounds like I need to call Clay Higgins' office now.
Yes, ma'am. I would do that.
Mike Johnson.
Good guy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Todd, for everything you're doing.
Lisa, thank you. God bless you. And we love all of our listeners down there in Cajun country. Grace, I think I really just ruined her day.
I was going to say, I think you ruined her weekend.
That's terrible.
Whoops. I just could think of, like, you know, the woman that found out when Trump was president, she was like on her knees like, no!
Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
It happens. You know, it's like, I get it. Let's go to George, Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, the great radio station there. George, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to say about this senator that you had, I think the premise of him voting for this extension was to fund Homeland Security and the State Department, and both of those organizations or parts of the government have been anemic at best, What have they done for us so far? Absolutely nothing. So why would he even vote for this extension? It's crazy.
Because he's a rhino, George. That's honest to goodness. It's as simple as that. The guy's a rhino. Just look at who voted for this thing. Every single anti-Trump senator you had voted for this. So, you know, it's good. I'm glad that he's at least honest about who he is. But to say that he voted for this just to have Homeland Security funded, for crying out loud, they're about to fire all of the unvaccinated Border Patrol agents. We have a de facto open border already.
That's right. That's right. So,
George, I hate to do this. We've got to run for a break here. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the program. And, folks, just a reminder, if you haven't already done so, head over to the website right now, toddstearns.com. Look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. It'll knock you upside the head. It's right there on the front page. And we need your help. We're raising $25,000. We've got about 30 days to do this. $25,000 raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks are going to need this. Joe Biden is coming after the churches. He's coming after Christian business owners, and we have got to stand up to this. And that's why we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Again, that's toddstearns.com. Make a donation. Folks, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Show from the Liberty University Studios. We'll be right back. Cool. The Who. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting from the Liberty University studio. We're so glad that you're hanging out with us on this Friday. Folks, now more than ever, it's so important to support organizations that share our values and are fighting for the causes we care about. And that's why we are big supporters of Patriot Mobile, and they support us. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. By the way, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that we care about, organizations that protect and defend the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. By the way, switching to Patriot Mobile is incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You use my promo code name, that's Todd, T-O-D-D. You're going to get free activation and a free gift, and they have a plan to fit any budget. And they offer even more discounts if you are a veteran or a first responder. Again, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based service team, customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Well, I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now from Liberty Council, our good friend Matt Staver. Matt, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Todd.
So look, Matt, we have been following these stories all over America of people being fired, people losing their jobs because they do not want to get that vaccine. And I know that you guys are very concerned about this, and you're taking some action. What's going on?
Well, we have litigation. We have over 25,000 people that we're representing. We're getting ready to file a lawsuit against the Department of Defense next week early, and it's going to be a class action on behalf of all of the members of the military in all branches. We're working in New York, Maine, and every state, frankly. And, you know, for example, in the healthcare situation, what we're going to see and what we are seeing is a national healthcare shortage. We already have traveling nurses that go from place to place to fill in the gaps. And now thousands and thousands are facing termination. These people, Todd, they ran to the front lines for 18 months. Nothing has changed except these policies from these employers. We already see, for example, a hospital in New York that's shutting down its maternity ward because nurses quit. It's abusive. I've never seen anything like it at all.
You know, Matt, one of the narratives coming out of the media is that all these people who don't want the vaccine, bunch of redneck, uneducated people, run around without any shoes on. I mean, you've seen the stories. In reality, we're talking about some very well-educated people. We're talking about nurses. We're talking about doctors. We're talking about college-educated people who have valid concerns and reasons why they don't want to get that vaccine.
Yeah, take healthcare, for example. We're talking about every person in that line of healthcare, from doctors to specialists, all the way down to any other caregiver. Take the airlines. We're talking about captains of airlines that have 20, 30 years of experience, down to the baggage handler and everybody in between, including flight attendants. You look at any of these areas, these are very educated individuals. They've done their research, and they've made a decision. They don't want to get this injected into their body, and they have a right to make that decision.
Matt Staver on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Liberty Council. You know, Matt, it seems to me the question, and just taking a brief aside from the legal argument here, seems to me the question the folks in the media ought to be asking these doctors and nurses, why they do not want to get that vaccine, and nobody's talking about that. And I'd be very interested to hear and understand their thinking on that.
Well, I can tell you they don't want to hear the answer. And this is what hundreds, thousands of them are telling us. Look, they ran to the front lines to treat COVID. We didn't know much about it early on. Now what are they doing? They're treating people who are having adverse reactions and even death from the shots. So you're saying to these healthcare workers, put the same thing in your body that you're treating these patients for. And they say no. And they say, we have a right to make a decision. But literally, Todd, we've had many, many stories about their personal observances of treating adverse reactions and deaths directly from the shots itself.
They see it. That's what I think it is, Matt. I think they have seen this.
I know it is, because that's what they're telling us.
By the way, Matt, this just coming in from California, Governor Gavin Newsom just announced a statewide COVID vaccine mandate for all K-12 in-person classes.
This is absolutely insane, especially K-12. Can you imagine that? You know, those are the last group of people that need these shots, the last ones, the ones that are least affected by COVID or the Delta variant. You know, what we want to do is inform people of their rights and help them. And if you go to the Liberty Council website, lc.org, click on the legal help tab, and that'll give you all the information you need to make your decision, and then we'll be in contact to help.
All right, good stuff. Matt, we're going to direct people there. We've got the link in our live show blog. Matt Staver, Liberty Council. Matt, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing.
Thanks for getting the word out, Todd.
Glad to do it. All right, there you go. Yeah, this just coming in from California, Gavin Newsom announcing that every child from kindergarten through 12th grade must be vaccinated if they want to go to in-person classes. May I just say this is a wonderful opportunity to remind people to homeschool your children. Get your kids out of the government-funded classrooms. Now is the time to do that. Unbelievable. All right. I've got another story here. This is insane. This is from the Epoch Times. They've got an update on what's been happening in New York City. Nobody's talking about this. It's a great story, by the way. For the past month or so now, all the restaurants in New York City you have to show your vaccine papers if you want to go and get a pastrami on rye. Well, according to the Epoch Times, business is now down 40-60% because of the vaccine mandate. And New York City restaurateurs are complaining their business has been severely impacted by the mandates. And what is that mandate? If you're older than 12 years old, you've got to show proof of vaccination for indoor dining, indoor entertainment complexes, and indoor gymnasiums. Pre-pandemic, O'Donohue's Pub and Restaurant was a successful business that had been open for 10 years in Times Square. The owner has noted that his business has seen a massive drop since the vaccine mandate went into effect. Quote, we don't have the money here to survive without the help of our landlord, who has been very supportive and has been giving us breaks on the rent. But without our landlord, we would not be in business. And there are reports that about 20% of the restaurants in New York City have actually gone out of business as a result of these mandates. And they're really surprised by this, that they thought that this was going to be a good thing, this was going to increase their business. I mean, they must be smoking what Hunter Biden is selling. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I believe we have that audio from Gavin Newsom.
And that's why we recognize our responsibility to do more, and that's what we are announcing here today. A statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children to add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations and well-established rules and regulations that have been advanced by the legislature for decades, to add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19. We intend to do that once the FDA has fully approved the vaccine, which will give us time to work with districts, give us time to work with parents.
And there you go. So Gavin Newsom announcing that all children from kindergarten through 12th grade, you will have to be vaccinated. Moms, dads in California, what are you going to do? Moms, dads across the country, what will you do if that edict comes down? Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Ben in North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. And Ben, I understand your senator, Tom Tillis, voted with Bill Cassidy and the Democrats.
Yep, he sure enough did. And I called his office this morning, and all you get is an answering machine. Hello?
Ben, have you tried calling the district office? I know you. If you call Washington, you're going to get a voicemail.
The district, you know, Tillis is really not interested in us. He just won the last election, and I'm embarrassed that I voted for him. He really doesn't care. He won't until he runs again. Then he cares, it seems. You hear a lot from him. Until then, you hear absolutely nothing.
You see, this is why,
except for the bonehead things he does.
Yeah, Ben, this is why I despise these rhino Republicans. They're Republicans in name only. They don't care about you, but they do care when they're running for election or re-election. And that's when they're turncoats. Honestly, I think that Democrats are more honest and have more moral character than these rhinos do. Because the Democrats, yeah, they're godless heathens, but you know what? When they go up to Washington, D.C., they're still godless heathens. They don't become, you know, they don't become high and mighty. They live up to their campaign promises. Not these rhino Republicans.
I agree, and I listened to that thing you had with that guy from Louisiana, I guess he's from.
Bill Cassidy. Cassidy.
Yeah, he's a coward. I mean, he didn't tell you the truth, even. It was obvious. He's just, I don't know what's the matter with these people. I just wish our country would start listening to some of these people and realize they're lying to them. I believe that's, I've given up on the government completely, FBI. It's just all a bunch of BS every single day.
Ben, well thought out statement, sir, and a great call. Thank you for listening to us, and thanks for supporting WHKP. Great affiliate there. Hey, we got to throw out a trivia question here, Grace Baker. We're talking about the Addams Family, and I have no idea other than it was trending on, like, the iTunes thing, you know, my Apple TV.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it's like a hot TV show again.
Well, they did a remake of it.
Back in the 19... But the original was the best,
yeah,
the 1960s.
I'll be honest, I've never watched it.
You know, it's...
I know the theme. That's about it.
So back in the day, you were either the Addams Family was the more intellectual monster comedy. Then you had the Munsters. So the Munsters, and then you had the Addams Family.
Okay.
Sort of competing comedy monster movies.
Nice.
All right, so here's the question. We need to know the address of the Addams Family. Where did the Addams Family live? We need to know the address of the Addams Family. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Oh, I love this.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
The Addams Family. Come on, everybody, sing along here. These poor millennials and Generation Zers. They don't know what they're missing. All right, let's go to the phones here. Ronnie in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Ronnie, do you remember that show from back in the day, The Addams Family?
I do, but I was thinking about the Monsters address whenever you was asking that. I may have given you the wrong one.
Oh, yes. So the Addams Family, we need to know the name of their address. You want to take a gander at it, Ronnie?
I think I'm getting them confused, but 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
You know, Ronnie, you did. That is the address for the Munsters, but the Addams Family, they live on a different street in Crazyville or wherever that was. So anyway, Ronnie, thanks for playing along here. So the question still remains. We need to know the name of the address of the Addams Family. And we're going to hook you up with a prize package today, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Iowa, Jackson hanging out with us and wants to ask a question about TikTok. All right, Jackson, what's your question?
First of all, Todd, I want to say how much I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I first discovered you on WCBM in Baltimore when I used to listen on the podcast, and the great Tom Mars.
Wow, back in the day. Yes, great radio station there.
Yeah, and I first heard you there. But anyway, Todd, I wanted to ask you, first of all, what is the first I'll ask you this. What does the First Amendment mean to you?
Well, the First Amendment means pretty much everything to me.
And such as?
What do you mean? I'm trying to understand your question here. We don't have a lot of time.
Because on TikTok, all these guys come up with their little phones in the camera, you know, the little thing you stick in there, and they got it in their face, the officer's face.
Oh, yeah.
And the officer asks them questions like, I need to know what you're doing here. You're on private property. And they say, no, I'm not. And they give them the F word and all that. No, I don't have to listen to you. I would like your name, please. And they don't even give them their name. They said, I don't have to give you my name. And then there's times I see where they're doing things to officers. Like an officer was walking on the side of the road and there was a big water puddle there and a car. He's looking at everybody, smiling. So he throws the water all over the officer. And they think it's cute. And then another time where the officer was, it's just, Todd, there's no respect for the law anymore. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is that their First Amendment right?
Well, they can't. Look, I mean, if they're doing that to a police officer, then that sounds to me like they're breaking the law. I mean, if they're throwing something at the police officer, doing something like that, and it seems to me at that point the TikTok video becomes evidence for any sort of criminal charges that might be filed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Every third video now, Todd, it's on. So if you get a chance to look at it, maybe your audience knows about it. Third video now, it's about the amendment. They got the right.
Jackson, I appreciate TikTok because it does expose the left for what they really are. And there's a great Twitter feed called the Libs like liberals, Libs of TikTok. That's a brilliant thing because they go out there and they find those stories on TikTok and they share them with the rest of the country. But I'm with you, Jackson. I think there is a great lack of respect for law enforcement. That's coming from our public schools. That's coming from our elected leaders. And it's coming from, in some cases, mom and dad.
I wonder how many other people have seen it or offended. It's getting so, Todd, every third video anymore, it's about the amendment. The amendment. The amendment. I have an amendment here. I have the First Amendment. I have the right. I don't have to give you my name. And they're asking them for their name and badge number like, hey, I'm telling you what to do. No respect at all.
No, none whatsoever. But I am a free speech purist. And the reason I say that, Jackson, is because if I oppose someone's free speech, they might one day come after mine. And now there are responsibilities, but, you know, you gotta have free speech and you got to defend it. But what you've just described, that is not free speech. Quite frankly, one of those sounds like a crime. Jackson, got to run. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Thank you for holding on. And thank you for listening. But he's right. There is no respect for police officers in America. All right, hang tight. We may have a trivia winner here, so don't go anywhere. Your calls as well, 844-747-8868. If you have not already done so, folks, you need to subscribe to my free podcast and newsletter. We have sponsors. They pay the bill. All you need to do is sign up so you receive conservative commentary and important information that you will not find anywhere else except on our newsletter. Over 250,000 people now subscribing, and we'd love to get you involved in that as well. All right, hang tight, folks. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain on this Friday. And we've got a lot going on this hour of the show. 844-747-8868. By the way, that's our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need that if you want to call in today. Also, I want to go right quickly to the phones. We had a trivia question that was hanging from the last hour. Theme of today's trivia is the old TV show The Addams Family from the 1960s. Let's go to David in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, the trivia capital of America. David, how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you, Todd.
Wonderful. Well, let's try to win you a little prize here. We were wanting to know the address of the Addams Family. David, what is the address of the Addams Family?
0001 Cemetery Lane.
Yeah, you are correct there. I don't want to be their neighbor. David, congratulations, sir. You are a winner. And we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information, so don't go anywhere. All right, we'll throw out another trivia question here momentarily. Yesterday, folks, up on Capitol Hill, President Biden's education secretary said that parents should not be the primary stakeholder in their kids' education. 2 days ago in Virginia, during the gubernatorial debate, you had Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, say parents have no right to tell schools what to teach their children. And that is why we have seen a massive, massive number of families beginning to homeschool their kids. And it is ironic because it is that issue, the issue of homeschooling and homeschooling come under attack, is the focus of a brand new faith-based film that hits theaters October 4th. It's a three-night nationwide Fathom event, God's Not Dead, We the People. One of the stars of this terrific film, which I've had a chance to view, is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Antonio Sabato Jr. Antonio, good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It's a blessing being here with you. Thank you.
You know, Antonio, you have to imagine it's a for such a time as this moment for this film coming out as millions of moms and dads are beginning to homeschool their kids.
Yeah, it's a tough time right now for Americans, but we got to rise up as Christians, as patriots. Our government is not running our lives. We have to stop right now and go, we are running them. They're working for us. So from this point on, I think things are going to change dramatically because we can't let this so-called administration make any more moves on behalf of the American people, because this administration, if you want to call it that, because he's not my president, my president is President Trump. But going back to that, whoever's in the White House right now is not making the right decisions for the American people. So they deserve better from both parties, actually. I'm neither one of the affiliated to any of these parties, but I'm an American and I care about our country. And, you know, this movie that comes out on Monday, you know, God is Not Dead, We the People is about freedom. It's about, you know, how far are you willing to go to fight for your family, for the future of your children and this nation? And that's what it's about right now, and that's what we're confronted as Christians and as Americans.
Antonio, I want you to tell our listeners about this film. By the way, God's Not Dead is the website if you want to watch the trailer and get tickets. This is a three-night Fathom event. Tell us what the movie's about.
The movie's about a family that's being confronted. The government is pretty much telling them and dictating what they can teach their children. This family is a Christian-based family. They love Christ, and they love to raise their children with Christ involved in the education in their lives. And they're being told they can't. They can't talk about biblical terms and talk about Jesus and things like that. So they take it all the way to the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. to fight this for their freedom, for their faith. It's an inspiring story. I think it's a movie that the entire family could watch, should watch. And it's the right time at the right place coming out on Monday. So go out there and get your tickets at godsnotdead.com. Tickets are going out fast, so enjoy the film. It's really a beautiful picture.
And I'm a big fan of Francesca Battistelli. She's a terrific musician,
yeah.
And she's got a new single that's included in the film, God is Good.
God is Good, and then Francesca is an amazing artist. And, this role was not easy, especially because she's starting in the acting world, and but she came out on top. She was amazing. She was just a blessing to have around. She played my wife in the film, and her and her family are very much close to me and my family, and we had a great time. The film, we shot the film in Oklahoma, in Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, so we were confronted with the weather and COVID restrictions, and we had to shut down because of COVID at times, but we made it through, and we put it together, and it's finally coming out, and I hope the whole world sees it.
What's it like working on a project like this? I mean, you've been in Hollywood for a number of years. You came to California back in 85, and now here you are working on a film that clearly has a message that is contrary to what's coming out of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything to do for the Lord is great. I am just a follower of Christ, and I put him everywhere I go and everything that I do. And this was a blessing to be part of this film. It's not just for Christians. This is about freedom. This is a beautiful picture. It's a standalone movie. I'm one of those guys. I don't like to put Christian faith-based films in one category or the other. It's entertainment at the end of the day, and that's what it should be, but with a really great message. And this is, from what we know from the screenings that we've had with this film, the public is really, really loving this movie. So I'm glad about that. And I can't wait for Monday to happen.
Well, I'm very excited for you guys. And I think you're right. It's a good movie. And it's got a great message. And it's something the entire family can watch. Folks, we've got a link to it in our live show blog, godsnotdead.com. If you'd like to get tickets, this is a three-night nationwide Fathom events. We got to pack these theaters out, Antonio. That's what we got to do. We've got to send a message.
That's what we got to do.
These are the kinds of movies we want to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And this will tell us. I have my own studio called Trailblazers Pictures, and we're developing a lot of great films and devoted to the Lord, devoted to our country, to patriotism and to honor and dignity and family and all that good stuff. So this will give us a really good hint about where America wants to be right now and in the near future. So I think it's looking good, and I urge everyone to go see this film. Take the entire family out there.
All right, Antonio, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, and
thank you.
Congratulations on the great film, and hope you have a great weekend.
You too, pal. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Antonio Sabato Jr., ladies and gentlemen, and Grace Baker. I don't know if you read Antonio's bio, but he was like the bee's knees back in the day. The bee's knees. He was voted one of People Magazine's sexiest. He was one of the sexiest men alive back in the day.
Mm-hmm. That's quite the honor.
Back in the 1990s.
That's cool.
Had a lot of ad campaigns. Calvin Klein model.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say here.
Calvin Klein. I have some ideas of what that is.
But and he was in Melrose Place, which was a big hit TV show back in the day.
Okay, that sounds
talk to
familiar.
Your mom. Yeah, talk to your mom about
it. Okay.
That. Your mother will know who Antonio Sabato is.
Okay.
And he was also in General Hospital,
I've also heard of
the
that.
Soap opera. So there you go. All right, Grace Baker. I just wanted you to be aware of who you were talking to on the phone.
Oh, it's super cool. I will say, by the way, people are going to think I don't watch any kind of like TV or movies. It's just I'm not watching, you know, the same things you watch, Todd.
I'm not an
uncultured swine.
Am I? Am I an uncultured swine?
No, you are not.
All right. I don't think I am.
No.
So,
different generations of media entertainment.
We're different generations. You're the TikTok generation.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
no.
You are. It's,
no.
I'm just saying. All right, Grace. All right. Where's DJ Kyle? Can he play a music?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Fired.
I'm just kidding. Hey, folks, as we get ready to head into the weekend, I want to ask you, in all seriousness, to stop for just a moment. And I want you to consider the blessing that we all enjoy with our constitutionally guaranteed freedoms. And Tony and I were just talking about this. And many of you, moms, dads, you have already made the decision to start homeschooling your kids. Look, free speech, freedom of religion, the sanctity of life. Unfortunately, our rights are in very real danger. If you've read my books, you know this to be true. Every single day, our rights are in danger, including today. You just heard Gavin Newsom a few moments ago. Your child has to be vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you want it or not. Your child has to be vaccinated. Just a few days ago, a leading candidate for governor, Terry McAuliffe, stunned a debate audience by saying he was proud to have vetoed legislation that would have alerted parents when there was sexually explicit content in their lessons. And just to clarify that, he added, if elected governor, he will not let parents tell schools what they should teach in classrooms. So protecting our cherished freedoms from government interference, including parental rights, is why it is so urgent that we support Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want to encourage you right now, we're about to go to a commercial break, go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Are your rights as a parent worth $100 to defend? Because that's all we're asking, right? $100. $100 donation to the Freedom Fund to help Alliance Defending Freedom fight these pivotal court battles and also to be ready when your freedoms are threatened too. And that's going to happen. The Constitution is not suspended during a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, but we've seen case after case over the past year where governments, local, state, and federal, are trying to impose their will on average citizens, challenging your freedoms. So that's why Alliance Defending Freedom is so vitally important. And all this month, we need your help. This is sort of our radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom. So right now, go to ToddStarnes.com and you click on that ADF banner. You don't have $100? Donate $25. Donate $10. Donate $5. But just do something. Get engaged in the fight. You can also call 855-716-7491. That's 855-716-7491. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
You know, DJ Kyle's got to be spinning some B.B. King tunes. I mean, we are broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Can we listen to a little bit more of that? I like that. Woo! Toot that horn! All right, now. Good stuff. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are the only conservative talk radio show in America with our own DJ. And I like our music. It's music's a little bit... It's eclectic, like we are. By the way, remember when California was the golden state? Yeah, not anymore. I mean, look at what's happening over there. Soaring crime, overregulation, high taxes, folks packing up the U-Haul, getting out of town. Newsmax's Rob Schmidt, by the way, is looking all this week at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem. He talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. And by the way, find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. You can watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax on every major cable system. All you have to do is check your cable guide. And by the way, if your cable system does not carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, and Zumo. It takes just a few seconds, and you can watch us anytime by downloading the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. California's nightmare is spreading, ladies and gentlemen. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight. So look, I've got to tell you about this story up on Capitol Hill. This one is mind-boggling. So a reporter for Politico, she's the co-bureau chief, got very upset yesterday. And her name, by the way, is Heather Cagle is her name. So Ms. Cagle was apparently stalking a Gold Star family, the family of Nicole G., who was one of the 13 Americans killed by the Muslims over in Kabul. Her family was getting a tour of the Capitol building by with their senator, or their congressman, rather, Tom McClintock. So Congressman McClintock is giving them a tour. Some of the people in the tour group are not wearing face masks. Well, you've got this crazy woman, Heather Cagle, who is the co-bureau chief for Politico, and she's taking pictures of the group in one of the halls, Statuary Hall, I believe. And she's posting things on Twitter about all of this. How dare these people get a tour? Tours are not allowed, and she's just going on and on about how she's upset that these people are violating the mask requirement in the House of Representatives. And so, rightfully so, people are giving this woman backlash. They're like, what's wrong with you? This is the family. This is a Gold Star family. These people lost a loved one. And she literally said, I don't care. She goes, that's not reason enough to violate the rules. I love Don Trump Jr. He says, Tell me you're a terrible human being without telling me you're a terrible human being. Because that's what she did. Unbelievable. Congressman Jim Banks weighed in on all of this. And he says, you know what's interesting here is that, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi, in the same spot, she wasn't wearing a face mask. Where was the outrage from Politico then? So anyway, Cagle is doubling down now. She is not apologizing. She says she has nothing to apologize for. She says, even though their loved one was blown up defending America, how does that exempt them from wearing a mask? And now you understand, ladies and gentlemen, why so many people hate the mainstream media. It's because of nonsense like that, because of garbage like this. This is why people hate the media. Unbelievable what's happening. But just so you know. All right, we're going to throw out another trivia question here. Grace, I have not done a good job getting these trivia questions out. I've sort of been tardy.
Well, we've had a super busy day, so it's okay.
We have. All right, so Adams Family trivia. The name of, let's see here. Oh, this is a great one. What type of cat was Morticia's pet named Kitty Cat? So Morticia Adams had a pet named Kitty Cat, but what type of a cat was Kitty Cat? Give us a call, 844-7. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Well, I know the answer, and it's just funny.
It is. Have you at least YouTubed the Adams Family so you know what we're talking about?
Just the intro.
You've seen Cousin It?
Oh, gosh. Don't quiz me, Todd.
What about Thing? Have you seen Thing?
No.
All right. I'm just asking. All right. So anyway, if you know the answer, you got to Google Thing. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. What type of a cat was Morticia's pet named Kitty Cat? 844-747-8868. All right. Coming up after the break, our good friend Jack Posobiec from Human Events. He is the senior editor. He's going to drop by. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Wow, a lot of people seem to know the answer to this one. Woo, mercy. Hey, don't forget ToddStarnes.com. Go and give a few dollars. Let's support our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. We'll be right back, America. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Hope things are going good today. Playing a little bit of trivia. Let's go to the phones here. What was the question again? Oh, yeah, about kitty cat. Where's my... Grace, you have to stall. Oh, there we go. I lost my list of official questions. Here we go. We're playing Adam's Family Trivia today on the program. And why are we doing this? Because I said so, I think, isn't it?
You're the boss man. Oh, yeah, also, it's October.
It is October. Thank you. Halloween.
Spooky
season. You know, it is fun. It's kind of like you have Wheel of Fortune families and you have Jeopardy families.
Uh-huh.
Well, back in the day, you had like the Munsters families and then you had the Addams Family families.
I see. I see.
It was one or the other. Very rarely did you have, you know, back-to-back. That would have been a little weird. Let's go to Joe in Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. Joe, how are you doing today?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing pretty good. Heading out to California after the show, so I'll be out. We'll be broadcasting the show out there all next week.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get the second dose of the vaccine, so if Newsom wants to try to throw me out, you know, he'll have to come down and try to do it. All right, but
I don't blame you.
I hear you. All right, Joe, let's try to win you a prize here. So we need to know the type of cat Morticia Addams had. It was a pet named Kitty Cat. What sort of cat was Kitty Cat?
It was quite a pet. That was a lion.
Yes, it was. That was. And did you remember, was the Addams Family, is that the one where they had Thing?
It was.
The hand. That always creeped me out. Yeah.
The creepy hand.
The creepy hand, and you had Cousin It.
Yeah. The show was a little before my time, but I have seen some reruns.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, it was well before my time. I think it was, 64? I think it ran 3 or 4 seasons. That was slightly before my time. Hey, Joe, congratulations. That means you win a great prize, and we're going to put you on hold. And Grace is going to get your details there. Tonight, flying out from Memphis International to LAX, and we'll be out there for a series of speeches. We'll be broadcasting the show all next week from West Coast Baptist College in the high desert, the Antelope Valley, and it is one of the most beautiful and scenic places in the country. So if you're listening to us out in California, you should make it a point to drop by and say hello next week. All right, let's go to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark is hanging out with us. Hey, Mark, it's been a while.
Yeah, hey, Todd. Hey, be careful going out there in California. Wear some steel-toed shoes. You won't get hit with any needles out there. I have a leftist brother out there that's pretty well known. I'm not going to say who it is, but I unload on him every time I get a chance. But I just wanted to weigh in on the puppet Biden, the clowns running the administration. You know, and that governor that came on too. You know, the comment that he stated, they're here. I'm like, you know, Erica, who's the foreign minister, Erica, she says there's about 85,000 more heading this way as well. What's he going to say? Oh, well, they're here. Are they going to keep saying, oh, well, they're here every time they come in? He's an ignorant fool, man. They need to vote him out. But this was their ultimate plan anyway, Todd. They're using the virus to further destroy the country. They don't like the border agents anyway. They want to get rid of them and to further give illegals a free pass and a sure Democratic vote. Let's just see how many vaccinated agents they put back on the border. And you mark my words, this circus administration is just beginning its evil plots. Because once they pull those border agents off of there, they will not, they'll diminish that. And then they're going, oh, well, there won't be any vaccinated ones out there. Their ultimate plan is to pull those agents out. They ultimately wanted to do that anyway. Allow these individuals to come into this country, destroy this country even more, and there's nothing that nobody can do to stop them. And that's just really, really sad.
Mark, I'll take you one further. Not only the border agents, but also the military. They're using this to purge the military and federal law enforcement of God-fearing, God-loving patriots. That's what's going on here.
And you got people, like you just said, that pretty soon, you know, you won't be able to protect your own home. And they're saying that you can't call 911 anymore on small crimes. Well, what happens when they bust into your house or they bust into a shed? Let me tell you what's going to happen. These people need to start arming themselves. Because if you can't get the police to defend you or protect you, you sure as hell need to protect yourself. Because you come flying through my house, say hello to my little friend. You know, that's the way I handle it.
You extend the right hand of fellowship and then with one hand and Smith and Wesson with the other.
Yeah,
that's the way you do it, my friend. All right,
absolutely.
Mark. All right, thanks for calling in. That's Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest and apparently safest hometown. Mark's a little fired up today. Grace, there's a story in my stack of stuff here about My Little Pony. Now, so I just right out of the gate here, I'm not a big fan of My Little Pony. That was a little after my time.
Well, yeah, and you're also a guy.
And I'm a guy. But then again, you know.
We don't judge.
We don't judge. Here on the, we don't judge. So the headline from Fox News, Melissa Roberto is the writer here of the story. My Little Pony has gone woke. A new Netflix movie is introducing several progressive creatures. So what is the premise of My Little Pony?
Is it
a midget? It's a story of a midget pony.
A midget pony?
It's a little pony. Little tiny pony.
Okay, well,
it's like one of those little midget ponies.
These have been around since, like, my mom was a kid, okay? So this is multi-generational. And when I was a little girl, I played with them. They were, instead of, like, Barbie dolls, it's just, like, little ponies. And they, like, had different colors and they had different, quote-unquote, powers. It's all about friendship and rainbow and butterflies. And then the wokeness has now invaded it.
So according to the photograph here, there are four new ponies.
Yeah, these are new.
And one of them is technically not a pony. It looks like a unicorn.
Yes. They did introduce Pegasus and unicorn. And yeah.
Okay. So. They
expanded the universe.
And one of them looks. I'm not familiar with My Little Pony, so I apologize here. But a couple of them look like they're transgender ponies, maybe? I don't know.
Well, that's already been a whole thing where they had a pony that was like gay, like a year or two ago.
Oh, is that the one that was like shooting rainbows out its behind?
No, I think you're getting that confused with something else.
Okay,
I will say that in this image I'm looking at too, one of them's definitely a boy pony.
With female features.
Yeah, it's a little feminine looking.
So a trans pony.
But see, the whole thing about this new, it's a Netflix movie, big surprise. And they're now apparently taking on social issues and they've gotten very progressive.
So in the Netflix story, Grace, the Ponyverse, as they're calling it, which is, I guess, this universe, is in disarray as Equestria has lost its magic. What is Equestria? Is
That's
that their home
live.
Country?
That is their home country.
Okay. So the midget ponies live in a place called Equestria, and they've lost its magic, leaving three species, earth ponies. Wait, what?
I don't know where the Earth Ponies thing came from, okay? This has evolved from when I was a little girl. It was very simplistic when I was little. You had a castle, you had your ponies, they were having tea. It was very simple.
So you have Earth Ponies, unicorns, and was it?
Pegasi?
Pegasi? I don't know. It's the Italian
Multiple
pony.
Multiple Pegasus.
Okay. They live in fear and mistrust against each other. This is for children.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that right?
But it gets worse. It gets way worse.
In an apparent effort to send a message to kids about empowerment, unity, and reform, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yep.
Plays the heroine of the film, an earth pony named Sunny, who teams up with a curious unicorn named Izzy. So by curious, is this like sexually curious?
Stop it, Don.
Is she exploring
it.
I'm just asking.
Curious.
Just curious.
I'm trying to maintain the innocence.
Just curious. All right. So anyway, the curious unicorn named Izzy is attempting to make peace with outsiders from other communities. Along the way, they meet some pals and band together as a pack of young progressives wanting to make change. Dear God, what is this?
I know. It gets really bad because Vanessa Hudgens talks about her character and she says that her character that she's playing, the pony, believes in inclusion and friendship, and it really reflects the times.
quote, I really think it reflects the times. This is what Ms. Hudgens says in an interview with ABC. My character believes in inclusion and friendship. It's such a sweet little message to be reminded of. Until you've experienced someone, you can't know how they actually live. Okay, well, they're unicorns. They're not.
We can't know how unicorns live.
They're make-believe. We flourish when we come together. It's an important message. At one point, Sonny leads a charge against a demonstration led by a defensive weapons manufacturer.
Like what in the world? Where does that come from? This is not the My Little Pony I grew up with.
What are they targeting, Dick Cheney? And
gosh, they used to come out with movies when I was little about this, and it was about, you know, someone's birthday they forgot, and they had to come up with a big birthday party and surprise them. This is so not what I grew up with.
Meanwhile, James Marsden pointed out that his character named Hitch is the first male pony of the core characters of the Ponyverse.
I don't get, because I thought there was already a male pony, but moving on.
Well, he's the sheriff, so he likes to keep order and everything kind of in control and keep everybody safe. By the end of the movie, they're embracing each other through the bonds of friendship. Oh, I wonder if he does a hands up, don't shoot for ponies. Maybe that's an episode.
Oh, my gosh.
The Times hints at the surprisingly unsubtle references. Yeah, there's nothing subtle about this.
No, not at all.
To America's cultural political climate. You have to imagine, are they going to have, a couple of ponies getting it on?
Oh, gosh. Well, it gets worse, right? Because they apparently, the anti-magic ponies in this, according to this review from the New York Times, they're essentially, quote, anti-science.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Unbelievable. So, meanwhile, who's Jong Sprout? Who is that?
Oh, no, I don't know. Is one of the characters.
A crimson demagogue with a bleach blonde mane who ascends to power. You know who that sounds like. Make a ponies great again.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously. A crimson demagogue with a bleach blonde mane.
Yep. That's it.
That's Donald Trump.
That is it. I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
This is just, they're sneaking it in, but they're making it less and less, subtle.
You see, this is why parents hate Hollywood. You know, they want to be able to sit the kids down in front of the TV.
It's ponies!
They do. And the problem here is that you can't do that anymore. You cannot let your kid. Back when I was a kid, Grace, we would wake up on Saturdays. Mom and Dad would sleep in. You know, that's time for Mom and Dad to sleep in. They've been working hard. And you know what we did as kids? We get some Cocoa Puffs or maybe the Fruity Pebbles. I wasn't a fan. I don't judge. No offense. Or the Fruit Loops. But you get yourself a big bowl of cereal. Back in the day, we had one kind of milk. It was the whole milk. And so you drank whole milk. You ate your cereal in front of the TV. You had Saturday cartoons. You had Yogi Bear. You had Scooby-Doo. You had the Laugh Olympics. You had the Jetsons. Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, yeah.
And then at noon, you had professional wrestling. And that's how kids of my generation grew up. I guarantee you there are people listening, that's exactly how they spent their Saturdays.
I watched Boomerang where they aired all that stuff.
There you go. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Well, it's been a good week. You know what I'm not looking forward to, Grace Baker? That long airline flight from Memphis to LAX.
With the mask.
With the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're flying first class, so maybe they'll be a little bit more gentle, maybe.
And it won't slap it off your face.
You know what the key...
slap it onto your face.
So here's the rule. So you've got it. You can take your mask off to drink, right?
Oh.
So what I do is I just have the lip of the cup to my mouth for the entire flight.
You got to play the game.
You got to look for those loopholes. But anyway, I think this is a dinner a dinner flight. The food's not too bad on Delta, okay, on the long-haul flight.
That's what I fly. I normally fly Delta.
So, anyway, we're going to be at West Coast Baptist College, the big spiritual leadership event, Grace. And then we go down to, we have an event in Newport Beach, which is down in Orange County. And I'll be emceeing the Pacific Justice Institute event with Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel. And I'll be speaking next Sunday. So we're there for like from tonight all the way through the following Sunday at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, which is Jack Hibbs's church.
Well, I'm sure you'll see some interesting stuff in California, so you got to take some pictures.
Always see interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. By the way, Minnesota, when you were in school, were you a good student?
Yes!
Like A's, B's?
Mostly A's.
All right.
Are you talking about in college?
In high school.
High school? Mostly A's. Mostly only A's. B was in math.
What about DJ Kyle? What is DJ Kyle? Was he a good student? He's shaking
He's
his...
He's trying to tell me all A's, but I don't know if I believe him.
No, well...
4.0, 36 on the ACT.
What?
No, not really.
Okay. I didn't think so. Kyle, your family. I can...
He's like, what?
We can verify that in
no
just a
way.
Matter of seconds. By the way, Little Starnes, they had their big eighth grade, you know, it's he plays eighth grade football.
Yes.
Which is, this is Kyle's brother. And Little Starnes did a pretty good job. They lost. That was their first loss.
Oh.
But you need to lose at least one game. So, you know, you get that out of your system, and then they go into the playoffs. So we're very excited about.
Very nice.
About the team. So go, are they the Lions? Yeah, go Lions. Or kitty cat, you know, as if you're the
either way. Family. Either way,
anyway,
is good.
Little Starnes is packs a punch. I'll tell you that much. We might put him in charge of security around here.
Sounds good to me.
Anyway, middle school in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, Grace. They are now doing away with the letter F. They're eliminating F's
in
the grading system to combat systemic racism.
How nice of them!
How about that? If you're a kid, all right.
Woohoo!
I think this goes back to the story we were talking about, the dumbing down of America.
I think they're going to be in for quite a shock when they get to college.
Big time. well, you would hope so. You would hope so.
Who knows, by the time they get there, it may just be a pass grade. There's just nothing else.
So now the students are being told to retake or revise tests, quizzes, papers, projects, and they have a 10-day window to do so from the time the grade was posted.
My goodness.
Wow. What a bunch. They're raising wusses in the suburbs
fault?
Of St. Paul.
It's obviously not the kids' fault.
No, I tell you. All right, folks, that's going to do it. We've got the newsletter coming out mere moments from now. Sign up over at toddstarnes.com. Don't forget, also, great opportunity. Go and help us as we raise $25,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom. You can do that on our website as well. Want to thank our great team here, Kyle and Grace. Great work, everybody. Folks, you get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.